from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
I want to go back to that day when you were drafted by the Celtics and just what you can say about, you know, that moment, even though you're not with them now, just what it meant to hear your name called.
Of course you get your name called. That's a surreal moment for you because that's what you want since you're a kid. You know, that's what you dream of, to get your name called on draft night. And I was able to do that. I was actually home with my family when it happened, so that was a great moment for me and for my family, and, you know, an emotional one, of course. And, you know, just knowing that you're going to a first-class organization like the Celtics, it was a great feeling.
When you get from there to where you are today, fighting from 2012 and here 5 years later, just what you can say about building longevity and staying in the minds of these NBA scouts and people out there?
After my first year in the NBA, with going through being released and getting picked up by the Nets, you know, after being in Springfield for a month or two, I mean, you just learn a lot about the business, and you know, you definitely want to stay relevant, you know, in the eyes of the NBA scouts and things like that. I was never able to do a summer league after that for whatever reason until, you know, this summer. Last year I was going to do summer league with Minnesota. I ended up hurting my shoulder, and that enabled me from going. But, you know, being out here now feels good. I'm able to, you know, there's scouts around, just being, there's 30 teams watching, and it just feels good that, you know, to be back out here.
What was it that kept you from having those opportunities besides last year, like you said, when you hurt your shoulder? What was kind of the disconnect with summer league?
For me personally, I was signing contracts early overseas, you know what I mean? And I figured, you know, I'm already signed overseas, why go play summer league now? That's how I was thinking. And why I never returned, you know, to like the D league and do that grind is because, you know, it was a personal decision, a financial one. I had a daughter, and I didn't at that time necessarily like the uncertainty of, you know, the NBA. You know, if I could do it over, I would definitely do that, you know. But at that point in time, I figured, you know what, I think it's time I go make some money and go overseas and take care of my family.
What did you take from the overseas game? Because there's obviously some differences to it, but what did you take from that can help you today?
One thing about overseas is that, you know, there's no defense in 3 seconds, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot tougher to get into the lanes and things like that. And, you know, you come out here and play, you see the game differently because there's so many gaps and ways you can score. The spacing is different, so, you know, it's a little, I don't want to say easier, but it's easier to read the game here in the NBA with those rules. You know, overseas, you can slap the ball off the rim, people stealing your points. So that's definitely a plus here that they can't do that, you know what I mean? So there's definitely some differences in the way they teach the game and things of that nature. A lot of technical stuff, too, like the travel call, you know. But, I mean, either way, it's good basketball. You're playing professional basketball. I've played in nothing but the top leagues in the countries I was in. And I was able to learn. I kept learning.
Charlotte, this opportunity, just how this came about for you and why this one felt right?
My agent, after the season, just asked me, he said, you know what, do you want to play summer league this summer with the Hornets? And he told me that there was going to be minutes for me on the wing. I guess that's what it comes down to, being able to come here and get an opportunity. You know, I'm not expecting to play 30 minutes or 20. I just, you know, whatever the case is, he told me there was going to be an opportunity for me here, and I said, yeah, sure, I have nothing to lose, you know what I mean? I'm going to come out here, have a good week of practice, and come out to Orlando and play some games. And so far, I mean, it's been working out for me.
You mentioned the TBT, and you mentioned the fact that Syracuse has got a lot of guys getting ready and getting out there. They're going to be in that bracket style, March Madness.
Yeah.
You got you down here, Mike Benajay, as well as Rakeem, and there's guys all throughout the country that are looking for a job. Just what you can say about that longevity of Syracuse players and how, you know, with your relevance and your fight to be in this league, just what they're doing as well?
That's big, you know, because that's a big-time tournament. You know what I mean? It's a big-time tournament, and everybody just wants to play. You got guys like Eric Dievendorf, who's playing with the team. He's going to be one of the leaders. Dante Green is back there playing. He as well has been playing overseas. He's been in Dubai and things of that nature. So guys just want – I mean, I think, you know, Hakeem Ward might be playing. So guys just – that longevity is important, you know what I mean? So playing, whether you're playing here overseas, playing in the TBT, they're all playing, and that's good.